Blog Talk Radio.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
As much as that's what that sounds like.
because they know who they are and they know what they're doing. But let's just talk directly to each other in regards to investing in what's investing in you. How are we doing? You know, it's so many times people don't want to give back to those who are giving to them. It's very wrong. It's against the laws of nature. It's against God's will, because God's will says you reap what you sow. Right? And so just think about it. The earth, the nature of the earth, God set it up like this in his perfect plan that when it rains, the clouds are giving the earth what it needs, right? It gives the earth what it needs. We always talk about, Lord, please let it rain. I need it to rain so bad. My grass is this, that. Oh, man, my animals or my plants or, you know, we just need it to rain. Even to cleanse the earth, we need it to rain. We would die without water, right? What does the earth give back? Humidity. The earth gives back humidity to the clouds. And with that humidity, the clouds are then able to give us back rain. See, it's a give and take. It's a, God has set it up. It's a natural thing. It's a give and take. And so if something is giving to you, and all you're doing is taking, it's destined to fail. If you're in a relationship with someone, and now they give all the time, and all you do is take, it's destined to fail. You have to invest in what's investing in you. That's the laws of nature. I'm just saying, you know, it's really important that we remember this, that you have to, I see my brother Phoenix is here. And so, hi Phoenix, how are you, brother? Phoenix, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. All right, so I just wanted to make sure. So what I'm saying to you is that if you're in a relationship and all you're doing is taking from that relationship and you're not giving anything to that relationship, it is destined to fail. It will fail sooner or later. But if you never give, it's going to fail, because that's investing in what's investing in you. And if you refuse to invest what's investing in you, it will fall apart. It will not succeed. The earth, the clouds, replenishes the earth with water, and the earth gives back humidity to the clouds. The clouds then regenerate and gives the earth water again. See, it's a natural thing that God has set up, and we have to pay attention to that and understand that this is the laws of nature. I have a friend that said, I've gotten all kind of awards in my life. I've gotten all kind of things in my life. I was treated so well. I've really been blessed. But I got to tell you, the thing that blessed me the most is how I took care of my mother until she died. He said, I am invested everything I had. I washed her. I changed her. you know, she threw up for me. I said, hey, don't worry about it, Mom. I got you. Don't worry about it, Mom. I got you. I got this. You know, because when he was a child, how much she invested in him, taking care of him as a little baby, changing his diaper, throwing up on her, you know. And so he said the thing that made him feel so good was that he was able to say, Mom, if the shoe was on the other foot, I got you. I will treat you and do what you did for me. He said that was the most, that he's more proud of that than anything, that he had the opportunity to reinvest, to give back to his mother what she had given to him. And so it's, I'm just saying, guys, we have to think about this. It's important. It is not, I mean, it's fundamental. On top of it, it is so easy to see that you cannot expect for something to do well if you're not invested in it. You know, we go to a restaurant, we order, they deliver, we pay, and move on. You see, we're in, it's your feet, you're giving back. You go get your hair done. You sit down that chair. That man does your hair, or that woman does your hair the way that you want it. You get up, look in the mirror, thank you, and you pay. You're giving back to what has given to you. It's the laws of nature. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give back. So please, don't be that kind of person that goes someplace and expects something. You expect more out of something, but you're not giving anything. You expect so much, like going to church, for instance, and you just go there. You constantly go there, but you never invest in the church. But you expect so much from the church. You're waiting for something to happen, but you're not investing. You've got to invest. And I don't mean, I'm not trying to tell you to go to a church and give your money away. What I'm saying, if you're going to the church expecting something, then you need to invest as well. You're going to get something. You need to give something back. That's the way the nature has been designed. Those are God's laws. You reap what you sow. And it's really important that we remember that. It's really important. And I'm just telling you this because I need all of us to be our best, to be the best that we can be, so that we can be a blessing to each other. If you want a friend, then you better be a friend. If you want a friend, you need to be a friend. Don't just sit around and be wondering why you don't have any friends. Well, if you're not doing anything to have a friend, if you're just a mean old person, you're not going to get a friend that way. You have to be a friend. You gotta be a friend. And so I'm just saying, guys, it's important to invest in what's investing in you. It's a blessing. God is blessing you. Invest in that relationship. You know, if you love our radio station, you know, if we're blessing you, then invest in us. If you don't like our station, then don't listen to us. It's a waste of your time, right? You're wasting your time to listen that you don't care about. You're wasting your time to go to a restaurant to eat something, and you don't like the way they're cooking. Why would you do that? So I'm just saying, please invest in what's investing in you. It's powerful. The song that I started to show off was Stand By Me. Basically, he said stand by me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever is going around the world, as long as you stand by me, we're in each other. We have each other's back. We're there for each other. That's an event. If Phoenix is worn down,
hey.
Oh, Wardell said to Phoenix, hey, Phoenix, can you Phoenix, can you come on the show today? Phoenix keeps showing up. And the Phoenix said, what up? Can you come on the show for me? And I go, no, I can't. And then I never can. After a while, Phoenix will start to think, maybe I shouldn't be going on the show with him, too, because I'm not investing in him. He's doing all of the investment. And that will cause destruction. It will destroy the relationship. We all have to be responsible to whoever is investing in us. We need to invest back into them. So anyway, Phoenix, that's my thoughts about that. And what's up with you? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I can tell that you're definitely empowered, and this is something that you're very passionate in. And I think the older we grow and we live and we survive, we appreciate the investment in time. You know, there's another word for it, to reciprocate, to give back. I talk about, you know, you can't go to the bank and withdraw if you've never made a deposit. It just is something that is common sense. And,
right.
You know, I can hear the passion in your voice, and I know that, you know, we always defer back to what we do as musicians, as artists. You know, many times, often, people bless us with this statement. We'll create a song. We'll put all the effort into the song. But we're never really blessed until the audience says this, that's my song, and they take it away. It becomes theirs because we're giving and then they're receiving. And so it is a two-way street. The opportunity to give back what someone invests in you is really where the blessing blossoms. It's like a seed that's planted and you water it. And then they say God makes it grow. It's the interdisbursement of energies that ultimately makes the plant grow very well, with plenty of sunshine and water and nurturing and as such. And relationships are really no different, you know. you know, no matter, you know, there's an expression that my moms would say, you can't keep a good man down. I've had my share of lumps and bumps and bruises, but I'm a firm believer in this. I'm a firm believer in investment. And no matter what someone has done, particularly to you, as long as I was sharing this with a friend earlier today, as long as you don't become combative or throw out comparisons because these things were not done to your liking, you know, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. I think that's really what you're saying, Wardell, is to give and to receive, you know. God's word even says it's better to give than to receive. But it's nice when someone appreciates that investment in time. Suddenly then, you know, I've raised 3 grown kids. And 1 or 2 of them were very difficult in the raising process. But then one day, 20-plus years later, you get a call from your child, and they go, hey, Dad, you know, I always thought you were hard on me, and I always thought, but you know what? Man, they go blah, 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 and it's about them appreciating the kind of parent that you were in terms of shoring them up. And, you know, like my dad used to say, I'm not necessarily going to tell you the things that you like to hear, but I'm going to tell you the things you need to know. And so that give and take, that reciprocation is certainly appreciated in the long run. But, yeah, I hear the passion, brother. At one point I was like, wait a minute, your tone was even different. I was like, boy, Wardell is on the platform. He's preaching the word. He's getting it in. So I appreciate that.
Well, I listen to – you know, people, when I'm, you know, trying to, talk about something, I try to study and see, you know, learn a little bit more about it. And sometimes I run across pastors. You know, so that's funny you said that. I'm sorry for the noise. Greg told me that there's some noise in the background. I apologize.
I hear some
road,
crackling,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you are on the road.
I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah. But the other thing too is that, you know, we complain a lot about our generation, the younger generation. You know, we're really good at complaining about the younger generation. And it goes over and over. These guys, I don't know what happened, what's wrong with this. Well, this is the thing. We need to invest in them if we want to see a change. Right? We need to invest in the younger generation. I find myself doing things like this, and I don't want to sound like I'm preaching or anything like that, but I ordered flyers. I ordered flyers from my church. Flyers of the church. And then I got the flyers, and so now I take those flyers, and everywhere I go, I give them to people there or people that young families that I may see, and I'll ask them, what church do you go to out here? And if they said, well, we might go here. Then I said, well, you know, hey, I'm the drummer over at this church here, and you know, here's the flyer. You know, we love to see the youth here. We have such, you know, the youth is the future of the church and stuff, and we love to see young families come in and stuff and just be a blessing to our church. And I said, you guys would really love it. The fellowshipping is amazing. And some people are coming to the church. And so that's a part of me investing in the youth, because since we always complain about them, why don't we do something to be a blessing to them so in return they can be a blessing to us? You see how that give and take thing goes?
I just wanted to make an additional insertion. You know, as an older person, you know, I always say I'm 60-something going on 16, because my investment in the youth comes from a puritanical perspective, is understanding, you know, them. You know, when we were younger, it was talking about our generation. And I remember being a kid and wondering why adults acted a certain way. You know, why were they always contrary to what I was doing? Being the artist and being in a family that was strictly educators, they didn't particularly embrace the artistic persuasion. They secretly did once I received gold and platinum status, but they would never come to my face and say, hey, you know what? Congratulations. Hey, let's have a glass of champagne. There never was really reciprocal. And so the reason I'm bringing that up is that I never wanted to be the kind of adult that looked down condescendingly towards youth, like you mentioned, in a complaintive way. I think sometimes the greatest investment is a meeting of the minds. You know, you cannot educate until you can draw a bridge of understanding. And I've done a lot of investment in the youth. Many times, often people are surprised how much I know about today's music, because I really go out of my way to understand the mindset, to understand the lyrical connection. You know, today's rappers are modern day poets of what they're experiencing. And especially now working with films that really depict the youth going through a struggle. I think sometimes the investment is, how well do I know the youth? How well do I have an understanding of what they're going through? Do I understand that they are dealing with an entirely different set of circumstance than we did when we were growing up? You know, the internet and the exposure of people and their ideas, and sometimes them bashing each other. I've read countless assertions on the web where somebody was complimenting someone, like, in a great way, and then the next one comes along and says, they're trash. Oh, man, I don't believe it. And then it's like, wow, we didn't have to deal with that. That kind of level of exposure, this has caused many youths to take their lives. because they're dealing with a different level of peer pressure than you and I ever have. So wrapping the thought up is just, for me, my humble perspective is that sometimes investment comes from the ability to look at what the youth are going through and understand their music and understand why they say what they say. And then once you understand it, now you can become a positive participant in the process of what they're experiencing. I always get called an OG. So they'll come to the studio and they go, "Oh man, what you got?" And I'll put some on, they go, "Yo man, that's like Drake. Or, oh my God, that's like, you know, Doja Cat, or that's like The Weeknd." And they're amazed. How could I assimilate into the music? And it's really, I've invested in the time to understand this generation. And like you said very eloquently, Wardell, not from a complaintive standpoint, but what can I do to aid and assist? You know, what experiences can I bring forward that I've experienced that I can attach to your experience, and then we can be 50% further down the road? So it's really a meeting of the minds in terms of investment, as opposed to me just standing on a platform and looking down condescendingly at the youth and say, "Hey, why do they act like that?" Well, maybe you just don't understand them. The music, well, yeah. You know, the styles. I remember, man, you know, my hair is pretty straight. I'm Native American. And coming up as a kid, that was the afro. And, man, I tried and I tried and I tried. My head just wouldn't stand up. And it's a cute, funny little story. I did some research, and I found out that if you put egg whites in your hair and you use the blow dryer, like, on high, and then I used a ton of hairspray. At the time, it was called Mr. Magnificent. I got my hair to stand up, and I came into the living room. My grandmother was this total Native American, Land O' Lakes. She looked like she was still in the canoe, and she was so upset with me. "What did you do to your hair?" I said, "Grandma, it's the style." As far as she's concerned, I was ruining my hair, but I didn't. But that's just how far I wanted to be a part of that generation. And so I know what it feels like not to fit in. I know what it feels like in terms of an extraordinary investment of time, even of going against the grain of your own culture. To be recognized by another culture is in itself, it's an uphill climb. So I really harbored in on the point that you mentioned. You said, let's not be complaintive. Let's be cooperative. Because if you take a complaintive role, and this is something for parents, if you're going to sit and tell them about yesteryear and how great your generation was, we had our problems too, trust me. My father didn't like bell-bottom pants. He didn't like sneakers. He thought all kids that wore sneakers were criminals, that they were running from the cops. He was weird with stuff like that. You know, sneakers, especially high-top sneakers, were just for the, he called them gym shoes. "What are you doing with your gym shoes on?" I was like, "Dad, that's the stuff." He just didn't like it. You know, he was like, "Nope." He said, "If I was a cop, I'd run you in because you look like you're running away from the law." I was like, "Oh, God."
Okay.
But we were constantly combative. And so I've really gone out of my way not to be that person in that regard to the youth. I appreciate them. I know that what they're going through, they're called Generation X for a reason. This is like considered the last generation. I mean, the pressures that are on young people today are astronomical. And so
well,
my heart
why,
goes out. Look at all those.
That's why I say, you know, I want to get back to the topic, but that's why I say, you know, instead of, you know, beating up on them and complaining about them,
sure,
we need to invest in them. And,
yeah, that
and,
investment.
And that's
why I was trying to say. Stay on that topic
because I think
it's a, you know, it's in lieu of what just happened with those kids that just lost their lives and adults that died in trying to protect them. is many times an offshoot of not investing in the youth, of understanding them. And then they just blow a cap. And I'm not justifying his actions in the least. But obviously, that was a huge problem. In fact, some of the news reporters said he was putting out signs that he was a troubled person, but somehow or another, it got swept under. And look at the result. People lost their lives. So let us be cognizant when we see these things to try to come in and be an aid and an assistance. You know, very sad situation.
I'm just going to read. I just want to read a couple of comments. We should just be investing in each other. A generic investment is the answer. Invest in unity. In other words, like we should definitely invest in the youth, but the youth have to give back. But that's what I was saying in the very beginning, that it's a give take thing. That's the laws of nature.
It's reciprocal.
You know,
absolutely.
Absolutely. And so, but what happens is, just like I was trying so hard to get, I tried so hard to get young kids to come to the church and with the flyers and stuff, get the parents to get the kids over to the church and get them start to learn about, meet some really nice kids and also learn about God and just learn some really good things that could be a blessing to them. Indirectly, they start blessing you with someone just watching and become a part of that and these things. And so I want to say we always
you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I'm on the road, guys, so I apologize. But I just want us to always remember that it's important that we invest in each other, and whatever it is that you want something from, please make sure you do your part and invest in it, whatever it may be.
It's definitely a two-way street. I mean, and even on the point of trying to get someone, as you mentioned, to come into your church, you might come across a kid that doesn't want to go to church, that doesn't know anything about the Bible. So now you have to alter your perception, even though you feel that your intentions are good. I've talked to them about God, and they said, well, I don't even believe in the Bible. And I said, okay, we switch gears. I'll just I don't even talk about God at that point because I know that they're not there yet. And I have to make that adjustment for them to appreciate that. I'm not going to force this down your throat, and you don't, but do you like families? Do you like that salad that you're eating? Do you like the farmer that planted the seed? And then it through a process, of this investment, as you mentioned, they get there.
Right. Absolutely. Well, guys, hey, listen, thank you, man. We are on the other side. We just had a 30-minute segment here. I appreciate you, Phoenix, for coming on and sharing. In closing, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful topic. I think there should be a continuum, maybe on a Tuesday show, that we can continue to understand the process. Because one thing is to underscore the point, but how do we get from point A to point B? How do we bridge the gap? What do we need to do? How do we initiate, in order to make that a valid scenario? So it's a lot to try to cover in a half an hour, but it's ambitious, to say the least.
Yes, to say the least. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so we're going to get into some old school music. It's Throwback Thursday. Thanks for Phoenix coming on and blessing us and sharing his thoughts and stuff. And I hope everybody's good and all is well wherever you are. And Phoenix, you're always welcome to hang out or come back and do whatever, man, whatever blesses your heart. We're going to get going to just back it up. But it's definitely a family affair, like you hear in the background. So let's let Mr. Sly do his thing on Solar Records Radio, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
All right.
Excellent.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Yeah.
together. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Family affair.
Ooh.
It's a family affair.
That was what the whole conversation was about, and you know, to just reach out and be a blessing, you know, and invest in those, especially invest in those who invest in you. If somebody's loving you, love them back. If somebody's, you know, taking care of you while you're down and out, love them back. Show them appreciation, you know, and you should expect the same. If you're loving someone, you should expect for them to love you back. It makes no sense, right? But so at you're giving your heart to someone, and for them to just sit there and just take it but not give anything back, it's foolish. And unappreciative and destructive. It will destroy the relationship. So Don, you're there. What's
reach
up,
out right? And touch. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. I was singing that song, man. I like it. Didn't Ashford and Simpson write that song?
I don't. It probably. They wrote so many. Sheesh. Wrote so many amazing songs on top of it. I mean, their songs were so good. They like, okay,
y'all have to be an artist.
Y'all just had it, yeah.
Y'all just
be
got
shown in church.
Oh boy.
I know, I was messing with you. Yeah, I know.
Astrid said yes, they wrote that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She said yes. All right, thank
classic,
you.
Classic Astrid and Simpson.
Yes, yes. But love she it. But I know she wants to tell you this, but I'll tell her on your behalf. I'll tell you on her behalf. Don't sing
it. Stop singing. I knew it.
Only I get this thing around here. Be in touch. In touch.
Touch.
Anyway. Hmm. So, man, I'm enjoying the music, man. And I as much as I enjoyed, you know, just talking about what we talked about earlier, it was just, you know, an amazing conversation in regards to investing and stuff. And so, I wish you were there, but I know you were busy doing what you had to do. But it was just so, you know, I'll talk to you about it later. Maybe I'll call into your show and I'll talk to you about
it.
How about that?
I love that. Oh, come hang out. Yeah, come hang out with me tonight. I want to remind all the listeners. It's Throwback Thursday night with yours truly. Wardell's going to come to call in. So tune in 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight and hang out with me.
Excellent. So, hey, I'm going to start the block off, but Don's going to finish it. Help us, Lord. Reach out and turn the mic off.
That was my Teddy P. That was my Teddy Pendergrass impression.
No, there's no Teddy Pendergrass.
I know. I'm no Teddy P.
I'm sorry, you guys. I know y'all are.
I can do that one thing he did. I can sound like him. That one part he did when he told the woman to turn off the lights. When he's like, turn it off. See. That's all I can do. I can't sing it. I'll just say that.
I thought that was what's his name, the comedian that did that.
I don't know. I just know Teddy told him to turn him off.
He had to have an attitude too. Like, okay, whatever you say, sir.
Teddy told you to close the door. He told you to come on and go with me to my place. Then he said, close the door, and then he was like, turn off the lights. Yeah, see? And then at the end, it was a little TKO.
Oh man. Somebody said your chair had better pitch than you.
Turn them on!
Oh, God. I love today. Thank you, everybody, for making me laugh. It was a stressful day, man.
Hey, guys. Ooh. Hey, donate to the show if you want me to stop. See, that's that verse. Reverse psychology on them.
Lord have mercy. All right. Well, anyway, with that being said, I want to play this song because I love this song as a young man, and I never stopped loving it. And so, So, anyway, this guy said, if you want to be a good drummer, then you need to invest in being a good drummer. If you want to play these fancy things on the piano, then you need to invest in to make that happen. Ultimately, we need to invest if we want something to come out of something. You know, I mean, the guy was really upset because his plant died. It was a beautiful plant. It was dying.
Mm.
Like, what happened to your plant? I don't know. I mean, you know, I did water it. I mean, I didn't water enough, but, you know, I did water it. And well, you know, I'm really sad that it's dying because it has just the pretty leaves and it was this and that. And the guy is expecting so much from this plant, but he's not investing in the plant. He's not giving the plant what it needs to do what it can do. And that's the whole you have to invest if you want to reap a benefit, you know, from anything. And so, but there are those that will just sit around and don't care and just let it go, and then they got nerve to complain later. No. You know, if you want to be a doctor, you have to go to school. You have to read. You have to study. You have to invest. It's not going to just happen because you wanted to do it, you know? And so it's really, really, really about investing. And so, I hear Dynasty in the background. I don't know if y'all do, but that's the Dynasty's first album, Your Piece of the Rock. Now listen, guys. Listen. That's our first record, and I used to hear it on the radio all the time in Los Angeles. Like, that was one of the things that they played a lot, and I wish I was a songwriter on that. Shoot, I didn't even know how to write, but believe me, once I realized when William Shelby told me that the reason he got that Mercedes and I got a brand new bike is because he wrote the song that I was playing on. I was like, what? Oh, I got to start writing songs. So I had to invest. I had to buy a keyboard first and then sit there and spend time on the keyboard and invest. And I start giving to it, and it started giving back. See how it works? It's amazing. And it's like it's a no-brainer, but some of us is so don't think about those things. This is God's perfect plan, you know. And I used the analogy earlier, Don, that I want you to hear. I'll tell you later on your show. I'll tell you on your show. But anyway, guys,
we gotta have these conversations, because I think, you know, again, I always go back to, you never know who needs to hear it, you know, and who's listening to the show. You never know. Yeah. And, man, I can't wait. I'm anticipating the conversation, man, so come hang out with me.
All right. Well, here you go. And this is the song that I've been wanting to play. And Don's got it after this. So check it out here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you and appreciate you. Come on.
You remember that, don't you? I had to hook that up. That's some little New Jack Swing for you, Wardell, from the group Guy. Man, Aaron Hall's voice. It was crazy, crazy. We got about 43 minutes left of the show. Man, before that, you played Kashif.
That was for you. That was your wish.
Of course it was me. That's right.
I loved it. But the song that you just played, I liked it.
I like it.
And that was Guy, right? That was Guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man, how could a guy sounds like somebody else? I know. Is the lead singer from Guy, was he in other groups?
No. You know, I was a kid. When I was a kid, and I, you know, bought that tape. Well, my uncle bought that tape in 88. It had to be like around summer of 88. And I was listening to him, and I'm listening to him sing and whatever. I'm like, he sounds like somebody. And I'm like, he sounds, and I'm 14, right? So I'm like, he sounds like that guy from the Gap Band.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so I'm like, who is that guy from the Gap Band? Oh, Charlie Wilson. Man, I remember being a kid just listening to it and just like, man, just loving it. And Aaron Hall's voice was just it was just amazing. And, you know he did the runs. Him and Charlie had they both did their runs, but to me at the time you can tell an Aaron Hall run versus a Charlie Wilson run, you know. But it was so cool because I guess a lot of people kind of got that similarity because on the next album, Guy's future album in 1990, they remade Yearning for Your Love. And here's the cool thing about it. Charlie Wilson's album in 2004, 2005, Last Name Wilson, he remade Let's Chill from the Guy Future album from 1990. So it comes full circle.
Yes. There you go. I love it. And that's just the fun in music, right? Being able to pick all these things out and following and it's like mm-hmm. mathematics. So I just want everybody to know tomorrow mm-hmm. on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Every mm-hmm. Friday on Solar Records Radio. But tomorrow we're going to have a special guest by the name of Ricky Fries Smith. Now, Ricky Fries, he was Ricky Smith with Dynasty and the Silvers. He played drums for the Silvers, keyboards for the Silvers, and keyboards for Dynasty. And then he went on to play bass for The Time for 35 years. And so, but he started out playing keyboards for Time, just recording with Morris Day, him and Morris Day. So he will be on tomorrow because he is going to answer the question in regards to why did, synthesizers have such an impact in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s in music. And the R&B music, mm-hmm. man, pop R&B. So he's going to come on because he played on all that Solar stuff. He did Anna B. Mm-hmm. Goes On With Me. As a matter of fact, he starts off the song, dun, dun. That's Freeze playing that keyboard part on the synthesizer. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. And Greg is already starting to post the flyers and stuff for tomorrow. So come check out Ricky Fries. He just flew somewhere. I just was on. He was just about to get on the plane, and so he'll be calling in tomorrow from whatever state he's in, because he's doing a show at Morris tomorrow. And so,
okay.
Yeah, so he'll be on tomorrow. So tune in for that. We're gonna have a really good time. And I there's a song that I really love from Sky, and it is really...
shout out to the Dunning sisters. I first of all, let me cut you off. But shout out to those sisters, man. I mean, they're friends of the show. You know, Denise, Dolores, and Bonnie.
Oh, they come on, and we have so much fun with them. They are so much fun. I love those ladies. They are so much fun. And can't wait. We got to get them back on. I don't know what we're doing. We got
to
get
shout out to Austin. Back. Yeah, Austin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make
yeah,
it happen, Austin.
Oh, yeah. He will do it. That's Denise's husband. And and he's their manager, and he's awesome. So Austin is awesome. Wow. There you go. Anyway. I want to kick this next block off. We got about 37 minutes left in the show. I want to kick this next block off, and because the one thing that I like about Don is that he lets me get a block or two in his shows too. You know, because what happens is, this is the funny thing. I'm craving the music, right? I'm craving what I love, just like he craves what he, and he plays, and like I'm sitting there going, oh man, I wish I could play this song. I wish I could play. And so when he says, hey, Wardell, would you like to do a block? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. But at the same time, oh,
and
this
see,
guy,
you always joke with me, and you joke with me, and like, oh, that means he's going downstairs to get him a plate.
Well, we all know that that's the truth, though. John's got to get
ouch!
His food. He's got to get his grub on. He's got to get his grub on. But anyway, you know, it was mentioned by someone that your cheer had a better pitch than you. And you know what? I have not heard your cheer in a long time. Did you retire it? Did you retire it?
You know what? Not yet. But there's a way to maneuver around the squeakiness, you know. So,
he's
the chair has a better pitch than that's messed up.
He's selling $300,000-$600,000 houses, and he won't even get a cheer. He's so lame. Get a chair. You can get a chair out of those houses you sell and say, hey, I need this chair for the studio.
Let me borrow it. Let me get this chair. You're going to put it in the estate sale anyway.
All right. So it's time to start up a romance. You know, it's always good to feel good and to be good. So this song, it makes me feel that way, and I love it, and so anyway, I want to play it for you guys. So kick back and relax with us here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, Greg and Astrid here on Solar Records Radio. Let's roll, guys. Come on, Sky, show us what you're worth. All right, y'all. I'm going to do an old school, new school.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, sir. 2022. Big Snoop D-O-double-G. Hey, yo, Battle Cat. You know what time it is. It's time to do the we usually do. Let's go.
You stay. and let me make it up to you. I'll do anything you want me to. You loved me before, please love me again. I can't let you go back to. Please don't go be the girl. Your back gets hurt so bad. It's gonna hurt so bad. I'm begging you, please. Please don't go be the girl.
Lord, oh man, I love it that I could take y'all way back, way, way, way back like that. Little Anthony and the Imperials, It Hurts So Bad. Man, girl, don't do that. Don't hurt a brother, right? Don't hurt a brother. Brothers need love too. Little Anthony was tore up from the floor up. Man, oh man, he said it hurt so bad, Don Fleming. Well, Don, we got about another 24 minutes left in this show. And we have three versions. We have a triple threat today here on Solar Records Radio, where I start off the first threat at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Don Fleming comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then our brother, rest in peace, Goldie Mac, comes on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we continue to keep his legacy alive with the, what's the name of his show?
Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapjack.
Slapjack. His groove is slapping. He's slapping. He's hitting it hard, he says so. But anyway, Don, I want to give you the pleasure of having the next block if you would like it. It's up to you. Because I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying. But be kind.
You know what?
I'll
take it. I'll take that because this block, I'm going to go ahead and start off this block because, again, we got about 22 minutes left of the show. I want to take you back to 1976, of course, a friend of the show, the lovely Miss Denise Williams. Of course, this is Cause You Love Me, Baby. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
You're so nice lying here in your
Ron Fleming, Wardell Potts, Solar Records Radio. We are up and out of here, and we got about 12 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank you guys all for hanging out with us today. Now, I also have a special announcement. Let me make sure that I mention the right facility. Okay, let's see here. This, let me see, it's going to be a concert. Shalimar is going to be performing next Wednesday in Manchester. So if anyone is going to that concert, this is in the UK, in Manchester, okay? If anybody's going to that concert and they want to hang out with one of the Solar Records Radio personalities, Greg will be there. So if you want to hang out with Greg, he's going to be there at the concert. Just messenger him, and then y'all get together and hello and shake hands and do whatever, you know, whatever happens, you know, when people go out, they have a good time, and hopefully you guys get backstage and, you know, and get to meet Howard Jeffrey and see what's going on with Shalimar, right? So we'll keep that. Greg is on messenger, so most of y'all know Greg, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead on and put his messenger information on the show. Greg, can you post this, how they can contact you on messenger, please? That'd be nice. It'd be better if you do it anyway, because I may mess up. So just go to Greg on Messenger. As a matter of fact, you see him. He's like constantly posting stuff. So all you gotta do is click on his name and then go to his Messenger, and then just let him know you're gonna be in Manchester. Now, Don, I'm thinking that you might be one of those people that might want to hook up with Greg, because I know how much you love Shalimar and you're over there. So if you listen, sweetheart, let him know. Let Greg know, okay? Y'all know each other. I see y'all talking to each other all the time, so that'd be cool. Greg, maybe you should get some of those ladies that come over there and hang out with you, getting their hair done, and go hang out with you. That'd be fun, too. And we can have a good time with that. You know, Don Fleming and I, we want to, get on the line with your friends and stuff when you're out there having a good time. So make sure you keep us posted. And let us know how it works in terms of the time. What time is the concert versus what time this show is? Maybe we can talk to you while you're out there. All right. Well, anyway, that's about it. So, man, I mean, you hear Shalimar in the background. I wrote that song right there. Listen.
I'm giving it to my baby. To my baby, I ain't got no time for no one else.
See, that attention, that is called investment. Ain't got time for nobody else. I'm investing in my girl. Right? So that's what we're talking about. That's full circle from the top of the show to the end of the show. So, Don, is there anything else you want before we get out of here?
Oh, man. Take us home, man. And make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. I'm good.
All right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today. We love you. God bless you. Take care. See you, Astrid. See you, Greg. See you, Don. See you, Phoenix. All my people. God bless you.
All right.
And thanks for choosing Solar Records Radio as a station that you listen to. We appreciate you very, very much. So here we go. Good night. Ooh,